today we have a Western North Carolina Athletic Conference softball game featuring the visiting Brevard Blue Devils, who are 5-8 overall and 3-3 in the conference, playing the Pisgah Black Bears, who are 9-2 overall and 5-2 in the conference. Hi, softball fans. This is Chuck Bevernuts along with my broadcast partner, Rhonda Bird. And Rhonda, manager Serena Goodwin appears to have her ball club's attention after a two-game skid because they are getting great pitching, great offensive production, and playing solid defense. In addition, it appears she has them also refocused as the Black Bears have mauled their last two opponents by combined 27, scoring 27 runs and giving up only one. And finally, it also appears that her team is turned in the right direction for the stretch run of this 2012 season.
Well, you know, she talked earlier this week about how she had to get her troops' attention, that they had this mentality that since they won the state championship, they were good and they didn't have to, you know, they just go out on the field and the games were just going to come to them. And that's not the way it works. You have to earn everything in life. I mean, you have to earn it on the field and in life itself. So she had to refocus her troops. She had to tell them that, hey, everybody's going to try to beat us. Today, Brevard, in that situation, came in here last year, last game of the season, gave Pisgah a tough game before the playoffs, and we only beat them 3-2 by one run. And this team is a different team that we played in years past where we really blowed them out. They're building that program over there. Heidi Morgan was the head coach last year. She really turned that program around, and it's on the upward swing. So we cannot go into this game thinking that, hey, it's going to be an easy win. No, we're going to have to work for it again.
And Heidi Morgan, a former star at Pisgah High School, so she knows how to build a softball program. She was a part of one.
Right. She was under Coach Serena as a catcher and went on to play college ball. So she is a great would be a great high school coach, and she proved it in that 1 year that she was at Brevard, turned that completely around, that program completely around. So this ain't going to be no cakewalk. They're going to play it tough. Like I say, the bullseye again. It's on our back.
Well, that bullseye's on the back, and you've been accustomed to, you know, short sleeves and short weather today, wear a jacket because the wind is brisk. The cloud coverage is it's quite cloudy here, but it's still, it's a great day. It's dry, and we're going to play here at the Pisgah Softball Complex. The Brevard Blue Devils are the opponent for today. And then come Thursday, Rhonda, the Franklin Panthers, the big showdown here in Western North Carolina Athletic Conference.
That's going to be, we got to win that one. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I look today, the preliminary state playoff brackets are out, and we really... We got to finish first or second in the conference. There's no doubt about it. And in the 2A part, we need to finish number one. If we finish number two, it's not a big to-do, but anyway, we're going to face the number one team from out of the Western Highlands, which would be either Polk or Madison, which we faced last year, which both pitchers are returning from both those programs. So it's going to be a tough road to hoe. So these girls are going to have to start. This is the end of the first half of the conference. This is the last game today. So let's see if we finish it on a high note and continue that climb on up. And also, too, Chuck, that big old sign out there that says home of the state championship, 2A state championship, don't help matters none when these kids come up to bat and they see that every time they go into bat.
Absolutely. So the crowd is starting to come in. We're going to take a break here for some messages, and we'll be back for more of our pregame show. This is 9:20 a.m. WPTL, home of Pisgah softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah Softball Complex. Right now the Black Bears are taking the pregame infield, and we're going to wait for the Brevard Blue Devils. So as we close in on the first pitch of this Western North Carolina Athletic Conference confrontation here in Canton, North Carolina. If you can't join us, you've got a radio, tune in to 920 AM. You'll hear us. That's on your radio dial. If you've got a laptop with a speaker or an iPad or an iPhone or those new contraptions they got, you go to WPTLradio.net, WPTLradio.net. You can listen to this game anywhere. So, Rhonda, let's talk a little bit about how the temperament of the Pisgah softball team is coming in, riding high on two blowout wins, Friday against Smoky Mountain 11-1, and then pitching Micah James, and then Saturday we went with Michaela Tifton, an 18-0 drubbing of the rival Tuscola Mountaineers. Today, Logan Matthews gets back into the circle. How big is this for her?
This is a big game for her. I'm curious to see how well she does after the way she ended up the last game. I think Logan is, she has got a lot of things that are emotional and mental for her, and I think that just it's time, just going to take time for her to get back into the way she was last year, and it helps Serena tremendously, Coach Goodwin, to have Micah and Michaela just coming off the bench. You don't have to use Logan all the time. You got two other pitchers that are very capable of pulling this team through.
Does it help, hurt, or just an indifference for Heidi Morgan to know and have played for Serena Goodwin? Now she's got her team. Can she prepare to predict, or, you know, or does it make a difference?
It doesn't make a difference. Heidi Morgan is no longer with Brevard. She left Brevard last year and came to Pisgah. So
right.
She's back in the hometown girl, you know, just waiting, buying her time to get down here on this softball field. So that's what I told her. But it's going to be interesting how Brevard, today they've got a new coach. I've met him. I met him during basketball season. He's trying hard to get that program turned around. They've got new unis on. They've done a lot of work on their field. He's trying to get the mentality of that program different. And so that started with Heidi. Let's see if he took it up another level. Their record's not bad. I mean, 3-3, 5-8. I mean, they're in the mix of everything. But they got to play Tuscola. I mean, they got to play Pisgah. They got to play North and stuff. And it's going to be hard to buy in that 2A playoff for that third spot, because North and Pisgah will be your 2A playoff team.
Interesting thing you said Saturday, during Saturday's broadcast, is this team looks like they are beyond midseason form. Just when they started that stretch run to the state championship in 2011, you said there's so many things they resemble. At that point in time when they turned the corner, you've seen so many things. Talk about those things.
Last year it took the West Henderson loss at West Henderson that they should have not have lost. I mean, they were heartbroken over that. So they knew then, they had a team meeting, and they said, look, this is not acceptable for Pisgah softball. And I think that same meeting took place after the two games hit. This is not acceptable for Pisgah softball. We got to go out and we got to give it everything we got every time we step on that field. We got to let everybody know that we got that state championship for no reason except not by a fluke. Those two losses made it look like it was a fluke. So now they come out refocused, and they said, let's start playing. And so basically, and having Mahala Irvin coming out of that slump that she was in, go ahead and have your slump in the first of the season, because, girl, we need you toward the end more than we do in the first of the season.
Now, Mahala Irvin is running on, you know, is in a hunt. Only a junior. Now, I'll just remind everybody, only a junior, that she already has 21 career home runs and is looking for two records in sight.
Right. In Western North Carolina, the record for career home runs is 30, held by a girl from T.C. Robertson. And then the state record for career home runs is 37. So both of them are in the foreseeable future since she's only a junior. I mean, if she gets at least 8 more home runs by the end of the year, she's got 27. She's knocking on that door of that 30. Well, then there's only 7 more to that state record. I mean, wouldn't it be amazing if we have two girls, actually, that are in the hunt for that Western North Carolina record, and that is Micah James also. She has 21 right now. We haven't got her freshman record. We're still trying to dig that up because she did play as a freshman. So as soon as we find out that Coach Goodwin's going to get that stat, you got to go back to the archives and dig it up. We're going to find out. But Micah James is in that hunt, too, to break that state Western North Carolina record.
So Micah James had, with her, she has three this year.
Mm-hmm.
She had 12 her junior year. That gives her 15. So she had 21-6 home runs her sophomore year. So she could be, if she had a couple home runs her freshman year, she could be in the hunt, too, for the Western North Carolina record
right.
of 30.
Right, of 30. And it'll be a little hard for her to get the 37 because her being a senior, but it's very possible for Mahalia Irvin to hit that mark.
Is it 37 to tie it and 38 to break it?
37 to tie it, 38 to break it. And that record's been there for a long time from what I understand. I haven't dug into the time frame that record's there. But, you know, everybody's been talking about Izzy from T.C. Robertson. She's got 21 homers. Well, we got two girls in that battle. So we got two girls in that battle. So that's kind of unique for business softball.
Well, we'll take a break right here as everybody's trying to steal my cookies that Coach David Presley's mom made
us. Yeah.
And
we're going to win today. Yeah. Coach Presley's mom made us homemade cookies.
I'm going to take and give him a half of one. He's been good. So we're going to take a break. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah softball complex. We're ready for the managers right now from both teams are meeting with the umpires at home plate just to go over the starting lineup for Pisgah. No change from Saturday. It's going to lead off with Hannah Hudson playing right field. Playing second base, Sheridan Presley, followed by Mahala Irvin, the catcher, and then Micah James playing shortstop. At third base, batting fifth will be Caitlin Hanna, batting sixth, and doing the pitching today, as we said before, Logan Matthews. Michaela Tipton will be designated hitter, and then she's followed by Taylor Gallion, left fielder, and then batting ninth, the center fielder, the Gazelle, Bianca Burnett. That's what Serena Goodwin's going to go, looking for win number 10 here in 12 games for this season. They have the Brevard Blue Devils, and this is the first time they've met this year?
Yes. This is the end of the first half of the conference, and then we start over with Franklin. Because we played East those two games here, the first of the season, because they were having work done to their field. So we don't have East, then we play Franklin, which was after East. So we go immediately back to second half of the conference, which next week we only have one game, and that's next Friday, and that's because they're on spring break next week. And, so a lot of them are leaving, Thursday after the game.
But we're going to try and get the Brevard lineup in our hands. So what we'll do is we'll give that to you as we go. We don't have a roster handy, so we can't do that. But what we'll do is have player introductions. The Star Spangled Banner being played by Sawyer Leatherwood on his fiddle. I did it, Rhonda, without hesitating. It's no violin, it's a fiddle.
In the south, it's a fiddle.
But it is a cold and brisk day. Wind is blowing out from home plate to left field, and at times shifting from left foul pole to the right field foul pole. So we have a swirling wind going around as they're announcing the player introductions. Rhonda, we have talked about this, and you know, the last two games, I don't think I've ever seen a softball team just in a wholly hair at the plate. I mean, they just can, I mean, they're hitting everything hard. There was some sensational plays by Tuscola on Saturday, or it could have even been worse than 18-0.
It could have been worse. Me and Chuck were saying that there was one play, run, they missed there. So, it could have been much worse if the Grassy girl at third had not played the game she had played.
Well,
the shortstop.
Macy Deaver, a shortstop for Tuscola,
yep.
And their third baseman, Kaylee Grassy, were superb. I mean, they were making sensational plays, and they made plays with runners in scoring position to end innings, too. And I was just keyed up at the outstanding play of Macy Deaver for Tuscola.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're just struggling right now. Mike Gentry's trying to get the other side of the county going on the softball, and that's hard. That's got to be hard for them having success over here. Here on this side with what you're doing.
Well, that's where we go back to, like I was talking about Saturday. If I had a kid and she was a softball and I was in the east, and I'm sorry, folks, but if I was in the east side of the county and I had one softball program that were putting out college players year in and year out, I'm sorry, I would move my child to play on that team. And it's hard to field a team when you've got a team in the other end of the county that is combined in the state champions, in the state playoffs, 3-4 round deep. They got players in college right now that's been in college and everything else is playing on the next level. That's hard. That's really hard.
Well, signing this Friday at 1:00 will be Micah James. She'll make it official. She'll be signing with the Mars Hill College Lions. She'll be joining former Tuscola standout Megan Arrington over there, who's having an outstanding year for the Lions softball team. And then at 1:30, and I might get these times, it's 1 or 1:30, will be Kristen Allman for signing to Catawba Valley for basketball. Now we'll take time for the Star Spangled Banner. Played by Mr. Sawyer Leatherwood, a senior here at Tuscola, and a tradition that has...
Fisga.
Folks, I got to apologize because I've been all over the place. Today I got my paper done. I went to the Tuscola press conference for Brandon Allen, their new football coach, and then come over here to Fisga, and then back over to do enetsports.com baseball broadcast at 6:30 tonight. Am I in Canton?
You're in Canton.
Okay.
Trust me, you're in Canton.
Well, we're about ready for the first pitch. Do we have a lineup for Brevard?
No, we sure don't. We'll just have to do it as we go. And if more we can get as a runner, Ron's going to go get one. So, anyway, I'm kind of curious to see how Logan Matthews starts today. If she starts ahead of the pitchers, of the hitters, that will be a positive because when she struggled, she has got behind the hitters, and then she's had to throw to get caught up, and it's really and that's where it goes back to. I think that it's a mind issue with her.
You know, the good thing about this is that she actually saw some great things about the pitchers working ahead in the count, working down low, getting ahead. First and second pitch strikes are always the first and most important thing.
And I think what's good for her is that she has seen now that she's not the only pitcher, and she don't have to do it all. That's the best thing.
Well, leading off will be Miss Bailey. For Brevard, we don't have first names, so we're We're kind of behind the eight ball, followed by Avery and Bird. So we'll just go with the last name for Bavard, but we'll make sure we get the first one. We're ready to go, and the first pitch by Logan Matthew. Strike one, right down the heart of the plate. She got ahead, worked at the knee.
Yeah, her pitches are up. Usually she's been starting way low, but in the dirt and stuff. Let's see if she just goes with the good stuff.
Miss Bailey will be playing shortstop for the Blue Devils. Next pitch, high, driven to deep center field. That's back to the wall. That could be a leadoff home run.
Ooh.
Already, Bavard.
About the time she hit that, the wind picked up, so I'm wondering if a wind maybe have carried it out. But, you know, every game, Pisgah started behind in the first inning. So, you know, this is one of those tests we're going to see if Logan can shake it off. It's a mind issue with her. So let's see if she can shake it off.
Well, leadoff home run by Bavard, an auspicious start for Logan Matthews and the Pisgah Black Bears as the Blue Devils jump out to a 1-0 lead. And now it's Miss Avery, the center fielder for Bavard, and then the pitching counterpart, Miss Bird. So that will be the scheduled hitters, and we'll extend this inning because Miss McNeil will be the batting fourth, and she's playing second base. Tried to lay down a bunt, push it down the third baseline, but Caitlin Hanna was there, and the first pitch was low and away for ball one. Logan Matthews gets her sign from Mahala Irvin. She's ready to go. Here's her next pitch, and that is a great grab by Caitlin Hanna. Come in. She slapped it, a low liner about ankle high, and Hanna just went down to the ground and picked it off about inches from the turf, and I tell you what, that's a wet gem right there by that third baseman.
And that was them long, lanky arms of hers. She's got that really long reach.
Now, to bring up Miss Bird, she is the pitcher for today for Bavard, as the first pitch is low and away by Logan Matthews.
That was, she's trying to get a little bit outside. We'll see if she gets her corners like she likes.
Here comes Matthews' 1-0 offering outside for ball two. We're in the first inning. Miss Bailey for Bavard led off with a solo shot over the left center field wall. Next pitch is at the knees and inside part of the plate. Strike one.
That's a beautiful pitch.
That makes the count now to 2-1. Plenty of innings to play here. Logan Reddy, here's her pitch, a changeup that went way outside. It is now 3-1. And as I look into the stands, a sparse crowd, typically a jam-packed standing room only. The weather may have a factor in that.
Yeah, we got a bunch of fire weather fans.
So she walked. There we go. Okay.
And number 16, Mac McNeil.
And that'd be Mac McNeil. We got first names. And that
makes our engineer Ron. He went and got them for us.
Mac McNeil, the second baseman. Hits his curveball in the dirt, ball one, and maybe that leadoff home run by Peyton Bailey had some, has got a bugaboo in Logan,
well,
because she's now having struggling with the strike zone.
Mahala went out and talked to her, so we'll just have to wait and see if it's just an issue of her just being tight. She hadn't pitched in 2 weeks now.
It gets away, back to the screen and allows Kayla Bird to go down to second base, so it's a 2-0 count. Swung on and missed. Blew the fastball by her. McNeil took it and was looking for a two-run bomb. It came up empty. Jackie Owen is next. Pitch is low. Ball three. A lot of pitches here in this inning.
Yeah. It's not the way you want to start as your pitcher. You don't want to get behind every hitter that comes up, which she wasn't behind the first one.
Ball four, she walked her. How long will Serena Goodwin go? She's watching very carefully from the dugout at the edge right now at Logan, who's struggling tremendously inside the circle right now. That's going to bring up the catcher, Jaxie Owen, for Bavard with runners on first and second, only one out. She squares around and tries to push the ball down the first base line, but rolls it foul, trying to move the runners up. So Owen, with a 5-8 record overall, 3-3 in the conference, is playing like a champ right now against the defending state champion.
There you go, that bullseye again. You raise your level of play against the state champions.
That's pushed to the first base. and their great play by Sheridan Presley, that got by Sidney Paris, pushed it really hard, and Presley was there, went and backhanded, and then took a few steps to retire.
She just about run by it.
And that'll be all right there. So now what you have is now Mariah Keogh, as the wind picks up, the designated hitter for Brevard. Curveball swung on and missed by Keogh.
And that wind really did pick up just then.
Keogh is DHing for Jada Hemphill, the left fielder. Here is the 0-1 pitch, swung on and fouled back out of play.
So she got ahead of this hitter real quick, 0-2, so that's a good sign.
Runners at second and third for Brevard. They already have got one run in. That was on Peyton Bailey's leadoff home run in this game. Next pitch, swung on and missed and struck her out. That's all for Brevard. They strand two runners, but they do get a run. So after a half inning is in the books, it's Brevard 1 with with Pisgah coming to bat.
This is good girls. Varsity softball sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville. By Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, and by B. Allen Construction of Candler. Commercial, residential grading and remodeling, B. Allen. I'm on break, Chuck, here. I'm going to take his cookies away if he calls us Tuscola again.
I apologize, fans. Employed by WPTL, and that's the dangers of when you're doing two games and everything. When I get on WPTL, I sometimes will go ahead and piss it.
It's the danger of being so multi-talented as you are.
Yeah, right. And not focused. One time I went to break calling, this is WPTL, home of Tuscola baseball. And I'm like, David looked at me and went, shh. I said, tell me I didn't say that. And he goes, you did.
Yeah, Lord. Well, it'll be all right.
So 1-0 here as we're going to entering the bottom of the first inning. One hit, one run. Peyton Bailey took a 0-1 fastball and went deep with it. Now that's going to bring up leading off for Pisgah against Kayla Bird, the right-handed pitcher for Brevard, will be Hannah Hudson, Sheridan Presley, and Mahala Urban, 1-2-3, as we try to get that run back and maybe some more.
I like this lineup change in the batting order that Serena's done, where she put Hannah Hudson, because Hannah Hudson was really batting well at the bottom of the order, but then what we call the thumpers came up, we didn't have nobody to get them in. I mean, there was nobody on base. So this puts a lot more runners on base and the ability to get more scores. So I like this change by Serena. I think it's going to work out good.
All right. Miss Burt's completed her warm-up tosses, and now it's Hannah Hudson leading off for Pisgah here in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch is low and outside. Ball one. With the brisk wind blowing out, that's dangerous if you're a pitcher.
Oh,
to the thumpers.
Well, that's what I was talking about. That hit a minute ago might have been helped by the wind. You never know.
Ball two, high and outside.
Because it picked up about the time she hit it.
So Bird ready to go with a 2-0 offering called strike inside corner, 2-1. You hear the wind in my mic. It's really picking up, and we're having to hold our gear out and everything.
1 week we're in the 70s and 80s, and next week, man, Chuck's like we're freezing to death.
Bird ready to go, swung on and driven to right field. Back is the right fielder.
Yep.
And that is Mahala Harper. So that is one out as they pop up to right field. And that's going to bring the leading hitter for Pisgah, batting 525 for the Black Bears. And that is a legitimate. This girl can hit, folks. Only a sophomore.
She don't have a home run yet this year.
Pitches outside on the corner for strike one. She reminds me a lot of Catherine Gooch, the stellar player that played here several years ago, but only bats from the left-handed side. Swung on and that's lifted up in the infield. Bird calls it just inside the circle. She didn't have to move, and she calls that in for out number two.
No, she didn't have to move at all. She didn't. Stood right there.
Mahala Urban with 5 home runs on the season, 21 in her career. and the wind blowing out. She gets a pitch up into the jet streams, and you can count that round trip as number 22 for the career, number 6 on the season. Bird ready to go. Pitches outside for a ball. Bird being very careful from inside the circle, pitching to Mahala Irvin, because Micah James, also dangerous, is
now
on deck.
Now you're getting in the thumper lineup.
Pitch is high for a ball, 2-0. Bottom of the first, Bavard leads the Black Bears 1-0 here at the Pisgah Softball Complex. Bird ready to go. Here's her pitch. Swung on. Good cut, but just got underneath it, fouled it into the screen. 2-1. Pisgah coming in with a 9-2 overall record, 5-2 in the conference, in chase with North Henderson and Franklin ahead of them in the conference. Ready to go. Bird's pitch is a changeup. That's way outside. 3-1.
Well, it was a changeup from what we've been seeing.
And you notice that Bird's starting to pitch a little differently here when you start with the thumpers, 3-7. Responsible for all the home runs hit so far. And that's ball 4. She loses Irvin.
She didn't want to pitch her anything in her wheelhouse. She just kept it either low or outside.
And now it's Micah James, as we're going to have Brittany Troll come in to pitch run for Irvin, a courtesy runner for the catcher so she can get her gear.
And Serena does that when there's two outs. Now, if there wasn't two outs, she'd leave Mahala in there.
So we got a little time as the hopefully umpire gets the change of the player. He's checking it in, making sure that she got a courtesy runner.
Making sure she got the right number.
I like that, an umpire on top of his game.
Oh, yeah.
There. So a little delay, and now he's got that all checked off and marked down, and we're ready to go as Bird steps to the slab inside the circle for Bavard. Kayla Bird pitches. First pitch, a strike on the outside corner, strike 1.
Micah's the only one that hadn't hit a home run in the last couple of games, so it's about time for her to get out of that.
But she got some bunches of hits.
Oh, yeah, she's got a bunch
of hits. You'll
take those, won't you? Oh, yeah, the RBIs I'll take.
Bird ready to go. Here's her 0-1 offering. Swung out in line to center field. A sharp single that just scorched right past Kayla Bird, who didn't even get her glove up in time.
Now here's one that can put it on the bar and can.
And so that's the first hit for Pisgah, and that's runners on first and second with Caitlin Hanna, who already has 2 home runs on the season, and one of them a grand slam variety.
Yeah, like I told you last week, she likes eating it, didn't he?
Gets in the dirt, ball 1.
She hits another one, we're going to have to name an omelet after her.
There you go. So Kayla Bird, the pitcher, right now, inside the circle, has an 0-1 count. Here's her pitch. Swung on, lifted to left field. That may get down in the gap. No, that's going to score 1. Here comes Brittany Troll. And now, oh, they got Micah James hung up in between the bases.
Oh.
They run her back.
Oh. She didn't even try to throw it to the second baseman. She was standing on the bag, and she didn't even throw it to her.
So we get the tying run in. That was Brittany Troll raced in. Throw from the outfield, went to third base. And that was almost got Micah James hung up. They got her in a pickle, but she dove back into second base. So we got runners on first and second on the single by Caitlin Hanna. And that's going to bring up the pitcher now, Logan Matthews, to face Kayla Bird. Ball in the dirt.
And that could come back to haunt him, not getting that third out with her pinned between second and third.
One's across the board. Each team's got a run. We're in the bottom of the first inning, 2 outs. And 1 ball, no strike count. Ball on 2 in the dirt. Both pitches just skimmed right off the top of home plate. Is Kayla Bird pitching differently coming through the thumper part of the lineup?
You can tell it too.
Ball 3, again, a similar spot, trying to work down in the strike zone, but working too low. Is now it's a 3-0 count. On deck is Michaela Tipton. Next pitch by Bird is ball 4. She loses her.
That loads the bases.
So now, Logan Matthews drops down, and we're going to get a pitch runner. That'll be Casey Brown coming in to be a courtesy runner for the pitcher, Logan Matthews. And that's going to bring up Michaela Tipton. Michaela Tipton, outstanding pitching performance, a 2-hit, 2 strikeouts against Tuscola Saturday. Hit a home run. swung on, and that is driven to
right
field. That's in the gap. That's going to score a bunt. Here comes one run. Here comes Caitlin Hanna. Here comes Casey Brown, and that's going to be a bases clearing, three RBI stand-up double for Michaela Tipton.
That was a great hit. She come up first pitch swing, and she hit that thing right in the gap because the right fielder for Bavard is playing real close to the line, and there's this huge gap between the center and the right field. She hit it perfect.
So that ups the score now to 4-1 in favor of the Black Bears, and that's going to bring up Taylor Gallion, who's come on strong lately. Swung on and dribbled out in front. Caleb Bird scoops it up, throws the first, and that's going to be all for the Black Bears as they retire Gallion by a step. So Pisgah picks up four and takes the lead after one complete inning. We'll be back after these messages. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah softball complex. We're entering the top of the second inning. Pisgah leads the Bavard Blue Devils 4-1. The bottom of the order is going to face Logan Matthews, and Courtney McCall will be the first person up as she swings out a pitch above the bill for strike one.
It looked like it might have been a rise ball that was going up as he crossed the plate. So
here's the 0-1 offering by Matthews. Change up, and that has popped up to Sidney Paris at first base. Just a little lifting light pop up that just went right to the glove. Paris didn't even have to move, so that's out number one.
I tell you, as good as Sheridan Presley and Sidney Paris are playing on that side, you're just going to have to, they're going to have to be a line drive mistake or something.
First baseman Kate Finnan is up, ball in the dirt, ball one. Logan Matthews trying to get into the rhythm here. It's been a while since he's been inside the circle. For the 9-2 Pisgah softball team, next pitch swung on, and that is popped up to Sheridan Presley. Didn't even have to move, so two balls hit to the right side. Again, it almost looked like the same pitch that McCall did to start this inning, so that is going to be a little pop-up to Presley. And that's big for Logan Matthews, and that's going to bring the number nine hitter, Michaela Harp, tries to right to Caitlin Hanna, throws over to first, so an easy inning, for Logan Matthews. Three up, three down, no run, so we move to the bottom of the second inning. Bavard trails the Pisgah Black Bears 4-1.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, winner of the Top Forge Top Honor, the President's Award, and by BL Construction of Candler, Commercial Residential Grading and Remodeling, and by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville.
Well, the bottom line here is that that's big. That was a big inning for Logan Matthews.
Because exactly.
You know what it looked like? It looked like a real heavy ball that the junior was throwing in there because Bavard was not getting good hacks on the pitcher.
And you know, when you take the pressure off of her with the two other pitchers winning and saying, look, you don't have to win it all for us. Go out there, do a game, be good in that game. And her bats, you cannot take out of the game. She bats very well. And so, you know, it's hard to keep her totally out of the lineup. She's one of those kids that's good all the way around. So she just, like I say, it's just mental with her, and it's a confidence right now issue with her. And she just needs to, and Serena's given her this game, hoping that this game will give her a little bit more confidence.
Well, two up here in the bottom of the second inning for Pisgah will be 9-1-2. That'll be Bianca Burnett, Hannah Hudson, and Sheridan Presley. They're going to try and after this 4-1 lead here in the bottom of the second. So I'm trying to break out through the clouds. Still a brisk, windy day here in Canton, North Carolina.
It feels like a North Pole when that wind blows.
This is like summer weather.
I got a short sleeve shirt on. I'm sitting here freezing.
Leading off the Black Bears, number 4, Bianca Burnett.
Bianca Burnett checks in, the gazelle who plays center field. Burnett had 3 hits against Tuscola from the number 9 hole. I think she's found her spot.
I think so, too. And don't be surprised she don't bunt.
Kayla Bird ready. Here's her first pitch. She lays one down the first base line. That may be trouble. Flipped over to first just by a half a step as the gazelle was sprinting down first. Great play by Kayla Bird to nail Burnett for one pitch, one out here in the bottom of the second inning.
I think it went a little further down than she wanted it to, so. But that was a good attempt to get on base.
All right. Hannah Hudson, who flew out to right field her first time up. She's 0 for 1. Bird ready to go. First pitch is outside for a ball.
And they were playing, and the right fielder's just, I mean, not that far off the line, but look how much gap is in the center and to right.
Swung on
it. Right where she needed
to. That is a sharp single to center field, so a one-out single by Hannah Hudson. And that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley.
And batting for Bisca, number 3.
Popped up to the first, to the pitcher in the first inning. She's 0 for 1.
That's where that ball needs to go. Les, I've never seen a team play their right fielder that far over into the hole. I mean, the hole is shifted that way. Look how far their left fielder's up the line.
Big hole up the middle. Swung on the next line to center field by Tina Cobb, as we call her. So another one-out single by Sheridan Presley moves up Hannah Hudson to second base. Both of them up the middle and almost in the identical spot. Now two runners are on for Mahala Irvin, who walked her last time up and scored a run.
She tickled me when we called her Tina Cobb, and she goes, "Who's that?" And I said, "You never heard of Ty Cobb?" And she said, "No." We're getting old, Chuck.
I know. First pitch to Irvin is outside for a ball. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Piska leads Bavard. We're 4-1.
Looks like it might be sprinkling a little bit.
Ready to go. Swung on, and that is driven to center field.
Uh-oh.
That ball is gone. Bavard has touched them all. It's home run number 6 and number 22 in her career. It is Mahala Irvin, who may be one of the hottest hitters in Western North Carolina. That is her third round tripper in 3 games.
She is on a tear right now. The center fielder from Bavard just looked up, and she's put her hand on the fence. She knew it was gone. I mean, she just looked up. No use to try to even get that one.
Dead center field. Hannah Hudson and Sheridan Presley score behind her. So the manager comes out to talk to Kayla Bird. And now the score is 7-1 in favor of the Black Bears. And the bats are coming alive, and you can't escape the thumpers.
No, the thumpers. And she just now started the thumping because Mahala Irvin starts it. Then you got Micah. Then you got Caitlin. Then you got Tipton. I mean, there's 4. Logan Matthews. It's coming by her. I mean, it's just 3-7.
I just wrote down 6 for this year and 22 in her career. So she's now 8 home runs and only a junior away from the record in Western North Carolina.
So it's kind of like Travis Small. We count down his yards. We're going to count down her home runs.
Absolutely. That's going to bring up Micah James, who also has 21 career home runs and 3 home runs on the season. She's batting above 350 this season.
Mahala Irvin's probably the best catcher that has played at Pisgah in a while, and that's hard to say because look at the catchers that come from this program.
James, ready to go. And that swung out, and that's right to the gap and up against the wall. As Irvin, that has hit so hard, a one hopper off the wall, that the center fielder just picked it up and threw it in. I mean, that just ricocheted right back to her, and that was Aquisha Avery. And so a single. I mean, she hit it so hard. So that's a second hit for James. And I misspoke. She's batting just under 400. That hit may carry her over to the 400 mark, and that's Caitlin Annan. Pitch is way outside.
And it's a good time for our bats to come alive with Franklin coming in here Thursday.
Caitlin
in hand and ready to go, definitely we'll see the Stanfield girl for Franklin on Thursday, 4 o'clock first pitch. We'll be here on WPTL broadcasting that the next pitch is low and away for ball two. 7-1 Pisgah over Brevard. Bird ready to go. Pitch is low in the dirt, 3-0. I mean, when you go through three, Ronnie, you go through three through seven, you can't pitch around anything.
No.
You put people on, you're picking her voice.
Yeah.
Ball four, she loses her on four pitches, so Anna.
I wonder how many walks the 3-7 has accumulated this year.
I'm adding number 12.
Just from people not wanting to pitch to them.
We were unable to get the current statistics. We'll have that for you Thursday, coming in when the Panthers roll into Canton for the big Western North Carolina Athletic Conference showdown.
And like I said last week, we need to beat Franklin. We need to, and Franklin needs to split with North.
The pitch is high, just above the strike zone. His home plate umpire almost came up and called that a strike, but it's ball one.
Watch Mike out here. She's telling Panthers her where the pitch is going to be. Watch her.
Ready to go, Bird swung on, and that's line to left field. As here comes James, here's the throw to the plate. That's not going to be in time, so an RBI single for Logan Matthews, and that's going to make the score now 8-1 in favor of Pisgah.
That was a great hit by Logan. Like I said, her bat's been really good last couple of games, and it's hard to take that bat out of the game.
So after Bianca Burnett grounded out on a bunt single attempt, damage has been done with four runs already and runners at first and second, and that's going to bring up Michaela Tipton as the first pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0.
And Caitlin Hannah's doing the same thing. She's tipping. That's for say tipping, Tipton on where the pitches are going to be.
She's tipping tip.
Yeah.
Swung on, and that is dribbled fair. And it was called foul. Nice call by the umpire. We were waiting for his call. That was right on the line, but it's not where the infielder is. It's where she fields, where the ball is when she fields it, and that was just a hair foul. So Michaela Tipton stays in there. She hit a three RBI double. Bases were loaded. She cleared the bases with a shot into the gap. Score three.
Their catcher's questioning the foul ball call.
Ready to go. She gives the sign. Here's the pitch by Kayla Bird. Swung on, and that is lifted to right field. Back is the right fielder, Harbin. She hauls that in, tagging up from second, and going to third is Caitlin Hanna. So that's two outs. And Tipton tried to go oppo for a home run, but didn't get it far enough.
Not far. She's on the warning track, but not far enough.
That's the second out, and that'll bring up the eighth batter in this inning, Taylor Gallion, who's also batting in the number eight spot. 8-1, the Black Bears over the Blue Devils. Here in the bottom of the second, pitches in the dirt, bounces off the shin guard. Nice job by the catcher, Jaxie Owen.
She's had some tough ones back there because the pitcher's been all over, and she's had to dig a lot of them out.
So Kayla Burr working inside the circle, struggling now, trying to get herself through the thumper part of the lineup. Swing on the net. Nice job. A liner to left field. That's going to score one. And holding up is Casey Brown, who's pitch running for Logan Matthews. And so that is another run, an RBI single. Welcome, Taylor Gallion. That was the hardest hit ball she did so far this season. And she picks up an RBI, and that's going to bring up the ninth batter in this lineup, and that's Bianca Burnett. She started this. So we batted around. That would be the tenth batter in this lineup. Burnett, with runners on second and third, takes a ball high. 1-0.
You won't see a bump this time.
So it's 9-1 in favor. They got eight still on the board, but swung on, and that is lined right to the second baseman. Flips over to first. Hit it hard, but hit it right at the two baggers. So that will be all for Pisgah here in the bottom of the second inning as they score four and or five and take a 9-1 lead. We'll be back after these messages. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure.
And driving environment. Critical specifications impact.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up. impacting overall operation of the vehicle include ride and handling at... never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. No one knows how to keep your Buick at its best like the Buick Certified Service Experts. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends May 31st, 2012. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Back to the Pisgah softball complex. The Black Bears lead the Blue Devils 9-1 in the top of the third inning. Peyton Bailey, who hit a leadoff home run to start this game, is up and batted a hard, sharp grounder to Sheridan Presley. Gobbles that thing up, throws out Bailey at first base, so an easy ground out. Here in the top of the third, one batter, one out.
Number two,
Aquisha Avery, the center fielder.
She's been really busy tonight.
Yeah. Aquisha was been chasing, Miss Avery's been chasing everything out there in the caps. Called strike, painted the corner, the first pitch by Logan Matthews. She stepped out towards first base side of the first baseline and brought it to the outside. Is that kind of like a screwball?
Yeah. It, you have to twist your hips, and it's a really hard pitch to do.
Pitch is way up top. That got away from Logan Matthews. She's effectively wild. That's a term that you use in baseball. It's also got to be used in softball.
Well, she does. She changes eye level, and it messes up hitters.
Just missed with a pitch fastball inside, but that's called the ball, so it's 2-1.
There goes that politician asking that ump where that thing needs to be. She's good at that. She works them umpires.
On deck will be Kayla Bird. Swung on and missed by Miss Avery. She's 0-1 with a lineup. That was a gem of a play by Caitlin Hanna, who robbed her of a single to the opposite side. The left-handed hitting slap hitter for Bavard. She tries to slap it and fouls it off into the screen. She was trying to do it again, running down, which you see a lot in softball. She's running out of the box as the pitch reaches it. She's batting from the left-hand side.
And they call that a slap bunt.
Popped up into the infield. Micah James calls for it, and she hauls that in. So Avery slaps out a pop-up to Micah James for the second out of this inning. And that's going to bring up Kayla Bird, who walked her last time up and was stranded at third base in the first inning. She's 0-1, or excuse me, she doesn't have an official at bat. Pitches changeup outside for a ball. Just joined us here on WPTL Radio, 920 AM, or WPTLRadio.net. It's 9-1 Pisgah over Bavard in the top of the third inning. Swung on and fouled back, even with the count at 1-1.
They're using the shock and awe treatment today. They're getting that big lead early.
Logan Matthews working much faster pace today. Popped up into the infield, but that wind's going to take that out to the parking lot. That was no hope there.
Yeah.
That ball started off where Sidney Paris kind of looked up and planted. Then all of a sudden she just kind of cocked her head once. Wind just take it out to the...
And that could have been the case with that home run, that first home run by Bavard. It picked up about that time.
Swirling wind. Ball in the third, skip that up there. That makes the count now 2-2. Bird batting in the three hole for the Blue Devils. Matthews ready to go. Next pitch swung out and dribbled foul. Logan's working at a much faster pace today.
She is. She's feeling more confident. Her defense has been there for her. And man, it has really picked up. It has got windy.
Ready to go. Here's Matthews' pitch outside for a ball 3-2. Full count. two outs here in the top of the third inning. Matthews trying to retire the Blue Devils in order for the second inning. Ball four, she loses her. So a second walk issued to Bird, a two-out walk, and that's going to bring up Max McNeil, the second baseman, batting in the cleanup pit hole. She walked her last time up.
She wants a new ball, but her ump don't have one, so she'll have to use that one.
Ball low?
She don't like new balls. Coach Goodwin's looking for one in the dugout because they're slick.
Time is called by the umpire trying to get a couple balls. He does not want the pitcher to use a ball she's not comfortable with, so he's trying to get a ball in. So Matthews gets her new softball. You can tell it's windy because the Pisgah ball players have hats on and their ponytails are blown in the wind. Ball two, throw down to first base. That gets by Paris, who pounces on that one. Irvin trying to throw behind the runner and pick her off, who's a tad late on that.
I think Sid didn't expect it.
Two outs here, runner on first base. Mac McNeil is up. The Blue Devils trail in this game to the Pisgah Black Bears by 8 runs, 9-1. Ball, and now Logan Matthews is struggling as she falls behind 3-0 to McNeil. On deck is Jaxie Owens, the catcher. Right down the heart of the plate, served it up. Taken all the way was McNeil, so it's 3-1.
She needs to go back to that pitch.
Ball four, she loses her. So that is the fourth walk in the game. We're only in the third inning by Logan Matthews. A little erratic today, but effectively wild. That's going to bring up the catcher, Jaxie Owens, who grounded out, so she's 0-1 in this game.
Have you noticed her expressions have been the same? She's not done anything differently. She's keeping calm, and that's what you want your pitcher to do. It's just a confidence issue with her right now.
It's been a while since she's been inside the circle. Just missed on the outside part of the plate, ball one. So that is 7 straight balls by Logan Matthews. Serena Goodwin is at the front of the dugout wondering. Ball two as a runner tries to steal as Caitlin Hannah does not get back in time. She's successful. That was Kayla Bird who took advantage of Hannah playing up front. Caught Pisgah sleeping a little
bit.
Yeah,
she did. Caitlin was sleeping. She was kind of didn't expect that.
Next pitch is just missed. And so that's 9 straight balls. And that's, again, 3-0 as Logan Matthews is really struggling to find the strike zone here on the verge of walking her third straight batter. And she does. Ball four, 10 straight balls.
Her batting number 11, Mariah.
Suddenly the wheels, she was cruising along with 2 outs in this inning, and then it's just fallen off. She's issued 3 straight walks, and now it's going to bring Mariah Keel, the designated hitter. Strike, blew the fastball in there, went with the heater.
Usually when she does this, Mahala steps out and says something to her, but this time she didn't. Maybe she wants her to try to work through it.
Strike two, blew the heater again. They ain't messing around, folks. I haven't seen that kind of velocity from Logan Matthews in a long time. She just brought 2 back. She reared back and brought the heater. And strike 3, so she gets herself out of a jam after walking the bases full. 3 straight pitches to Keel, and that's all for the Blue Devils. They strand 3 and don't score a run as we move to the bottom of the third. Pisgah 9, Bavard 1.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball sponsored by B. Allen Construction of Candler, Commercial Residential Grading and Remodeling, by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, and by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award.
Now we're going to start this bottom of the third inning with a 9-1 lead. Game moving right along.
Coach Goodwin's went and got some balls, and I guarantee you she scuffed them up because...
Is that what Logan likes?
She likes them scuffed. She likes them scuffed. They're slick when they come out of the box. They got this kind of a coating on them when they're new. And when they get wore out, that's what Logan likes. She likes balls that are little used.
Very good. So... We're going to start at the top of the order here in the bottom of the third. It'll be Hannah Hudson, Sheridan Presley, and Mahala Irvin due up. It seems like every inning, she has every inning, she's batted. So trying to get those sprinters, I guess you call them those runners at first, the leadoff hitter, Hudson and Presley on,
yeah,
the thumpers.
Exactly. That's the reason she changed the lineup, because Sheridan Presley and Hannah Hudson's bats have been really good, and so they have been getting on base. Then the thumpers come, and that's the reason why Pisco's getting a lot more runs now, is because the lineup changed. And I wouldn't be surprised if Walter Mayer's stressing up the balls now.
But we do have a pitching change, and that will be all for Caleb Bird. We were questioning if she was the only pitcher. Mariah Keogh will come on and pitch for the Blue Devils. She will come from the designated hitter spot in the lineup. She'll bat first, though, because they lose the DH. So now, Bird, we're looking to see where Kayla Bird went. And I don't
think she's out on the field at all now.
They may re-enter her when it comes time for her to bat, because he's the number three hitter, so they might have her sitting down. They kept their defense the same. Moving over will be Courtney McCall. No, she's over at third. Okay, so we're ready to go. Here is Mariah Keogh now, as her pitch is high for a ball to Hannah Hudson. Wind has died down, but we expect that thing to keep.
Oh, yeah. Coach Presley had to come hold the tent down. He was under. He was about to blow away there in that big gust we had.
Next pitch is bunted up the third base line. Picked up. Thrown over to first. Not in time. So an infield single. She just narrowly beat that out as the throw was a little tardy. Courtney McCall came and made a great play on that ball down the line, but sprinting down.
Oh, yeah. She runs hard. When she hits that ball, immediately out of that ball, she goes. It is hard to get the sprinters like Hannah Hudson, Bianca Burnett, and them out on the bump.
Now the leading hitter on the team, Sheridan Presley, comes up. Hannah Hudson on first. She pops that ball up, tried to bunt it. Nice play. Is Presley's angry with herself. She tried to drag the ball down on a bunt, but couldn't get it down there. Got it bunted up in the air. And a great play by Jackie Owen, who dove for it and made it, and that was the catcher. So she pops up to the catcher for the first out in this inning.
Coach Walt Leatherwood's over telling her what she done wrong on that bat is because she hit it up way high, and that's the reason why it popped straight up.
So now it's going to bring up Irvin, who takes ball one above the bill. Trying to find a spot where they can get Irvin out in this inning. But I'll tell you what, she's a walk and a three-run bomb. Next pitch, big swing. She was going for home run number 7 on the season. She came up empty on a high fastball, even to count at 1-1. Here in the bottom of the third, Pisco leads Vivard 9-1. Sprinkles are coming down.
Yeah, we might have to scoot our table back a little bit under the tent.
Ball high, a changeup.
Ooh.
Makes the count 2-1. It won't last. Looks like it's breaking up. Might get a little sun out here.
That would feel good right now.
Keogh's pitch. Swung on that, popped up, and that big as is. That's out of play as that wind kind of takes it back a little bit. Don't understand that, Randa, because, you know, ball hit out the outfield, it just takes it, but you have to judge the flag, and that's limp right now. But there's wind, we feel it.
The center fielder for Brevard is playing right on the fence. She leaned up against it, as a matter of fact.
Holy smokes, I've never seen that.
I've never seen that before in my life.
Aquisha Avery playing right with her back up against the 210 marker.
She is.
So nothing will get behind her.
No.
Ooh, big swinging pop back into the screen.
If he gets behind her, it's gone.
The left fielder is back up onto the warning track, and the right fielder is in the corner up on the warning track. So they're playing back on the outfield, I mean way back. Swung on, and that is fouled out of play. Irvin is ready to go.
She's getting her timing down more and more with this new pitcher. The more pitches she's seen, her timing is getting better and better.
Irvin, her favorite spot hitting home runs this year has been that center field. That when she hits them out their center field, she's on that pitch.
Exactly where their center fielder's playing against the fence right now.
So Irvin trying to go out to the center field. That's the spot she wants it. Pitch is high for a ball. makes the count 3-2. We're laughing, folks. We've never seen this. Outfielder for Pavard, the center fielder, is up against the wall.
She is. Yes, she is.
Coach has made a decision for Pavard not to let anything get behind. Swung out, and that is lifted to right field. Could be, but that is not deep enough. As she went opposite field, caught at the warning track by Michaela Harbin. So she flies out to right field, just got up underneath it, going to right field, and that's going to bring up Micah James.
I mean, it looked like it was going and left, but it just seemed like it died at the fence. That was a sweet swing, though.
Pisco had 4 in the first, 5 in the second. Swung out, and that popped up out of play. James just got up underneath it as it goes into the home stands here at the Pisco Softball Complex. A little larger crowd, late arriving. Hopefully a lot of people are listening to this podcast.
I bet they are today because this is a cool day, and I think all the fair weather fans are in the house.
So Ms. Keel's ready to go. Change up. That's lined to center field as LaQuisha Avery scoops that up. And so Hannah Hudson will go to second on a single. That is a third consecutive hit for Micah James, who's now way over 400.
Yeah. She's just increasing her batting. She hasn't hit on run, but she's increasing her batting average every time she's up.
So she takes another single, and that's going to bring up Caitlin Hanna, who's 1-for-1 in this game with an RBI single and a walk.
It's just like you said when we were talking earlier. You don't have to kill the ball every time you get up. Just put it in play.
Pitch gets past Jesse Owens, and that goes back to the screen. So the runners move up a base, and now the Black Bears have runners at second and third with two outs, and Caitlin Hanna with a 1-0 count here in the bottom of the third, and the Black Bears are leading 9-1. Big cut by Hanna, came up empty on that one.
She'd have hit that and it'd have been in the river. Golly bum.
This, the thumper part of the lineup, is not getting cheated with her swings. They're aggressive at the plate. Keel's ready to go. Here's a pitch swung on, and that's grounded to the shortstop. That gets through. They're going to flip over, but they get her out, and that would be Micah James at third, but the run does score. So Hannah Hudson scores on the play. She scored before she was out.
Let's see if they give it to her. We'll go ahead and break.
And the umpire does say that she scored the run. So that is true. So we go to at the end of three, it's Pisgah 10, Pavard 1. We'll be back after these messages. It's 9:20 a.m., home of Pisgah Softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah Softball Complex. It's in the top of the fourth inning. The Black Bears lead the Blue Devils 10-1. Logan Matthews still inside the circle. She'll face 7, 8, 9 in the order for the Bovard Blue Devils. That would be Courtney McCall, Kate Finnan, and Michaela Harbin.
I think we're having a discussion about that run to come across the plate at the end of the last inning. I think the umpire, the coach for Bovard, just wanted a clarification on the call by the umpire. So now we're having a umpire conference.
they may have a legitimate gripe right there, is that what has happened is because the hitter did not have first secured. Mm-hmm. That's an important thing, even though the run scores.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to keep it on the scoreboard.
Evidently, because they discussed it, and they're going to keep it. Let's see, wait a minute, he's going over to Coach Goodwin now. And he probably has to tell her what they were discussing, because you don't want to discuss something and the opposing coach not know what they're discussing. So let's see what they do now. They're going to the scores table, and they are... We're going to have to guess here because we can't hear Serena, Coach Goodwin, what she's saying.
All we have to do is probably just watch
the scoreboard. Because it does have to do with that run. I guarantee you it does.
Are they still leaving
him? Number 14, Courtney McCall.
So Courtney McCall will come up. We'll keep an eye on that scoreboard to see what all that discussion was about. Grounder right back. Nice, easy comebacker to Logan Matthews. Flips over to Paris. One pitch, one out. Here is McCall.
Now batting number 15.
Is retired on an easy comebacker.
Yeah, and Logan's getting more confidence again because her defense has given her the confidence.
Got to bring up Kate Finnan. Pops that ball up. Change up. She was out in front of it. 0-1.
They have not changed the scoreboard, so we'll try to get a clarification on what that was.
So it is 10-1 here in the top of the fourth. Matthew's ready to go. Here's her pitch, and that swung on late. Tardy on that swing was Finnan. She bows it out of play. So now it is 0-2.
And the sun is trying to peek through the clouds, so that feels good.
Here's Logan Matthews, 0-2 offering in the dirt. Ball one. One out here in the top of the fourth inning. It's been all Pisco up until the time Peyton Bailey started this thing off with a home run for Bavark. Swung on, and that is driven to right field. That is deep, and that is up against the wall. That'll be extra bases for Finnan. And she went opposite field, a nice relay in, so a stand-up double, one-out double by Finnan for Brevard. And she just poked it right down the right field line.
Now, if we had been playing our defense like they were, Hannah Hudson would have got that, but then you leave your gaps open.
That's going to bring up Michaela Harbin. Number 9 hitter, one out here. Logan ready to go. Tried to square and bunt it. But missed it, called strike. Ten to one, Pisco. Pitch is grounded out in front of the plate, and it rolls foul as Paris lets it roll, picks that thing up. So Matthews has got Harbin in a hole, 0-2, with one out here in the top of the fourth inning. But Bavard has a runner on second base. The pitch, a changeup, nice pitch, swung on and missed, so she strikes out Harbin with a beautiful changeup, pulled the string on that for the second out here in this inning, and that's going to bring up the shortstop, the ever-dangerous Peyton Bailey, who homered in to start this game. That's the only run that Bavard has gotten, swung on, and that is lifted to right field. Back against the wall, that's going to score a run as Bailey has done all the damage for Bavard, so she gets a stand-up RBI double. Elevated a pitch against her. That may be the spot you don't want to bring that ball. So now it is 10-2, and that's going to bring up Aquisha Avery, the center fielder for Bavard.
She and that was right in the gap. I mean, the gazelle was on her horse, but she could not catch it.
Ready to go. Here's Logan Matthews pitching. That sails way high above the head and over to third base goes Peyton Bailey. So that's a wild pitch. She's got to handle Avery. Bailey standing on third. All low. 2-0.
She was throwing it low because LaQuisha both times has done the, what they call slant bump position, and that if you blow it low or high, it's either going to pop it up, and that's what she's trying to do, is get her to hit it.
Slapped it, but slapped it foul up against the screen. So Avery trying to slap her way on to first and drive in Bailey for the third run. They only have two, and that's been all to Peyton Bailey. Has an RBI double and a solo home run. Was on third base. Now ball gets away from Irvin. Here comes Bailey. Throw to the plate. Hardy. So Bailey scores on another wild pitch. And that makes the score 10-3. Serena watching intently, attentively at the dugout steps. So no runners on. That's all been cleared. Bailey scores. It's now 10-3 in favor of the Black Bears here in the top of the fourth inning. 3-1 count to Avery. Here's the pitch by Matthews. Slap foul. Well, she got a nice pitch. She just slapped it foul.
Mm-hmm.
She got that, but was a little tardy on that. That's a tough play. They can get it down. This girl right here can fly.
Yeah, she can, and that's what she's trying to do, is just get on base. But both times it's been foul or popped up. So let's see what Logan's punch out pitch would be. It counts full now.
Well, right back to Logan Matthews, flips over to Paris. Oh, and she dropped it.
Uh oh.
So now an error, and that's going to be an error charge to Sydney Paris. It just got off the glove, tried to get her hand out. It was in the base a little bit. She tried to pull it down, but pulled it out, and the ball fell.
And that's unusual for her. She's probably about the best first baseman as far as glove-wise, you'll see.
So Avery, the speed merchant's on first base with two outs, and that's going to bring up Kayla Bird. Ready to go. Logan Matthews, somehow she gets a bugaboo about 3, 4, and 5, and she just can't throw a strike.
It's just a mind issue with her. She just got to get confident.
2-0 offering. Popped up. In comes Paris. Tacks her out. Great play by Paris to get her out.
Smart play by Paris to get her out.
So that's all. That's. So that's all for Pisca. We're having a little technical difficulty. So that will be the end of the top of the fourth inning as Pisca leads Pavard 10-3. So let's take a break right here. No, we got it. We got it. Okay, here. Okay. Rain kind of sprinkled in. I don't know what happened, but Rhonda was tapping buttons all over the place, and these lights were lighting up. So, folks, we're back with you. Just a minor difficulty.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, a Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, and by B. Allen Construction Company of Candler, commercial, residential, grading, and remodeling. Give Brad Allen a call.
Well, we're moving to the top or the bottom of the fourth inning. A little panic on me.
Yeah, we're sitting here and all of a sudden we couldn't hear each other.
So we got Mariah Keogh still inside the circle now. She's the second pitcher working for the Brevard Blue Devils. She came in relief from Kayla Bird. And she'll be facing Logan Matthews, Michaela Tipton, and Taylor Gallion here, 6, 7, and 8 in the lineup.
I wouldn't be surprised if Serena didn't change pitchers this next inning to close out. Give a different pace.
Matthews is 1-for-1 with an RBI single. Swung on and that has popped up down the left field line, and Bailey's there. Beautiful play. That's a stellar shortstop. Outstanding hitter. So Bailey hauls that in foul territory. So Matthews' first pitch swing and pops up to the shortstop. And that's going to bring up Michaela Tipton, who had a bases-clearing 3 RBI double in the first, flew out to right field. Pitch inside for a ball. 1-0. 10-3. Pisgah leads Brevard here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Ready to go. Pitch just outside. 2-0. Keel, a different pitcher, doesn't have the velocity as Kayla Bird.
Now, her pitches are a little higher and slower.
Grounder to the left field. Bailey backhands it, but that's going to be a base hit as she tried to backhand it.
Now batting number five. Taylor,
so that'll be the second hit for Michaela Tipton, who continues her hot hitting tear, and that's going to bring up Taylor Gallion, who's 1-for-2, scored a line drive single to left field her last time up at the plate. So a one-out single by Tipton. On deck is Bianca Burnett. Squares around, bunts it out in front. Going to be trouble down to first, and that's a bunt single for Taylor Gallion.
It's hard to get her or Bianca or Hannah Hudson out because they run so quick. I mean, you have to be right on. That ball died right when it got to the out in front.
So now runners are on first and second. A nice one-out bunt single executed properly by Taylor Gallion, and that's going to bring up Bianca Burnett. She starts the square, but the pitch was high and inside, backed her up.
And Bob got her on the hands.
She works out in front of the plate and high, you know, stands out in front of the box. So she really wants to get out there and get a jump start. The right-handed hitter plays center field. Swing out, and that is grounded over to Bailey. She flips over to second for one and has no play, so they retire Taylor Gallion at second place, or second base on that fielder's choice. So the runners now move up. Tipton moves up to third, and they have runners on the corner, and that's going to bring up Hannah Hudson here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
And she's had two great hits. They've just been right at the right fielder that she had not had to move.
Down to second on a stolen base goes Burnett as the ball was in the dirt. Jaxie Owen had no play on that one. So another stolen base added to Burnett's total. Hudson, ready to go. Here's the 1-0 offering. Big swing and a miss. Came up empty. Bovard got a run in the first and a run in the fourth. Or two runs in the fourth. That's their three. Mariah Keel swung on and that's lifted to the second baseman. She camps underneath it, but Parker Bailey, Peyton Bailey, calls that up. And that's all for Piska. So they strand two runners. And after four complete innings are in the book, it's Piska 10, Bavard 3. We'll be back after these messages. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Piska softball.
It's time to gear up for savings with Napa. So bolt in to any Napa Auto Parts store this April and save 50% on select quality professional hand tools, from socket sets and screwdrivers to wrenches, pliers, and mechanic sets. And with a lifetime guarantee, you know our tools can go round and round. So be the sharpest tool in the shed and hurry into Napa for great savings. Don't be a fool. Get a great deal on tools at participating Napa Auto Parts store. Offer expires 4/30/12.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. And magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor-recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah softball complex. We're in the top of the fifth inning. The Black Bears lead the Blue Devils 10-3. Up for the Blue Devils is Mac McNeil. And the old bugaboo again is McNeil has walked both times that she's come to the plate. And she already has fallen, has gotten ahead of Logan Matthews 2-0 in the count, 3-0. So Matthews is having trouble pitching to McNeil.
We'll just see how long she goes. Because I know I see Tip Tipton up earlier in the dugout warming up, so and she's there now. So
so Mac McNeil walks for the third time in this game. The leadoff walks a Killian. That's going to bring up Jaxie Owen, the catcher. She tries to bunt and push it. That's just foul tipped. So that'll be 0-1. Can't play around with these Blue Devils. They're scrappy.
And that goes back to what we've been saying.
Matthews ready. Ball low. So Logan's struggling inside the circle today.
No.
A lot of pitches. Swung out and fouled. Had a little change.
Oh, I got yours. Right on the grill.
Oh.
He didn't hurt it, but it was on the grill.
I got to find a spot where it just won't find my vehicle.
Maybe we ought to park across the river.
Ball. So that is even the count 2-2 to Jaxie Owen. Mac McNeil, I say it properly every time, but McNeil swung on that foul back, so the count remains at 2-2.
You know, as a coach, you're in a difficult situation. You're trying to get confidence to your pitcher, but yet you don't want to leave her out there, but you don't want to pull her.
Change up, wild out of play, so Owen is hanging in there. She's 0-1 with a walk. On deck is Mariah Keel. Now the pitcher started off as a designated hitter. Got to get to Keel. She struck out twice against Logan Matthews. That's grounded over to Sheridan Presley. Tags her out. Nope. Throws the first, so they get one. She tried to tag out McNeil. So they get a force out as McNeil.
And she tried to get the double play, and that was a smart move. You had time to try to tag her before you threw the first. Try to get that tag and then make sure you get the sure out at first.
Time was called by the Brevard manager. He's going to pitch hit for Mariah Keel. This is looks to be Jada Hemphill. I don't know how that works because she was DH.
I don't either. She was on the starting lineup to start with.
How that can happen? They had her DH and she's into the game.
That one I can't tell you.
Big swing and a miss by Jada Hemphill.
Because the lineup cards we both got show her in the 10th position.
Right. Well, they're going to let her do it, so I don't
know. Oh, it says flex right down here.
Oh, I got you. All right. High fastball, backed her up, 1-1. So Logan Matthews trying to keep Brevard at 3 runs. They got a McNeil at second. Next pitch is bunted out in front of the plate, picked up foul by Irvin. So Hemphill trying to bunt with 1 strike, now has 2. So Irvin picks up her bat and hands it to her. So 1-2 count to Jada Hemphill. Here in the top of the 5th inning. Big swing and a miss. Struck her out. Blew the heater by her. Brought some cheese.
Yeah.
That's the second out now. And the manager for Brevard is going to look at that number 6 hole and see 3 Ks.
Yeah. It's been a tough slot for him to find somebody to hit against Logan.
And that's going to bring up Courtney McCall, who takes a ball low and outside. 1-0.
And that was a like a change-up because it was off-speed compared to what she just struck out the last batter with.
Here's Logan Massey's pitch, swung on and grounded over to Presley. Scoops that up. That's just easy. Easy as making pie out there. So Sheridan Presley just flips over to Sydney Parris, and that's all for Brevard. So they strand the runner, and the score remains 10-3 in favor of Pisgah.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball, sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor at the President's Award, and by B. Allen Construction of Candler. Commercial residential grading remodeling. Call B. Allen.
You look at Brevard, and they have stranded seven runners. They got seven LOBs in this game so far through five innings. So they've had their chances, just haven't come up with a timely hit. They have only three hits, but two of them, a double, and an RBI double and a solo home run by Peyton Bailey, has been all their production. And she has done a marvelous job and then scored on a wild pitch. So Peyton Bailey has been the star for Brevard and done an outstanding job at shortstop for Brevard Blue Devils.
And we got Sheridan Preston leading off for the Black Bears, and she's the top hitter for the Bears. I'd like to see, she gets on base, she's gone. Here he goes his bumper skin.
So for Brevard so far, through four and a half innings, they have three runs on three hits and left seven runners on base. They have not committed an error. For Pisgah, they have 10 runs on 13 hits and also have not committed an error, but stranded six runners so far. And so it's going for Mariah Keogh here in the bottom of the fifth inning. She'll face Sheridan Presley, Mahala Irvin, and Micah James. To three, bottom of the fifth, all Pisgah so far.
If we get three runs, the game's over with. See, the 10-rule mercy rule is going to affect. 10-run mercy rule. I got my tongue tied on that one.
Well, we need three more. And we got, we're going to start with Sheridan Presley, and then we got the Sheridan
Presley.
So far this season, 18 home runs produced from the 3 through 7 order.
I know, and it's a nightmare for any pitcher to have to face that order.
Sheridan Presley, 1-3. Oh, slapped into center field. That's going to drop. Oh, great play! Aquisha Avery just come a shoestring catch off the ground. Rob Sheridan Presley.
That was a great hit, but that was a great catch by Laquisha out in the center field. She just put her glove down like that catch the other night that the New York Yankees made. Their right fielder made. Just barely caught it off the ground.
Mahala Irvin's up now, and Presley got robbed.
She did, because, I'm not sure where Laquisha was playing, but now she's up against the fence again.
So a speedy center fielder came in and robbed Sheridan Presley of her second hit of the game. Irvin, a three-run home run, a pop-up, swung on, and that has lifted to center field as Avery's camped underneath it and hauls that in. She had to come in about four steps from the fence. So Irvin flies out to center field, and that's the second out. Now it's Micah James, who's got three hits in this game. 3-for-3 for the senior. Batting well above 400. Now after going 3-for-3. Pitches outside for a ball. James will be signing Friday with Mars Hill College.
Oh, and did they ever get a player? Her and Megan Arrington will make a good. Them two will be really good.
Swung on, and that is another single, so a 4-for-4 day. She just reached out and poked that to right center field, and that is four singles for Micah James. And I tell you what, that's great production in that four hole. So, I mean,
you're going to raise your average up really good when you bat 1,000.
Boy, I tell you what, when you got four hits, and that's going to bring up Caitlin Hannah now, who is got an RBI fielder's choice and an RBI single, and that is lifted high left field, shallow left field. Peyton Bailey camps underneath that and hauls that in, and that's all for Pisgah here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Score remains 10-3. We'll be back after these messages. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union, local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah softball complex. We've moved to the top of the sixth inning. Black Bears lead Bavard 10-3.
Leading out for Bavard, number 15, Katie Finnan.
Katie Finnan will lead off for Bavard. It'll be Finnan, Harbin, and that ever-dangerous Peyton Bailey, the leadoff hitter for Bavard. 8-9-1 in the lineup here in the top of the sixth inning. Logan Matthews has only scattered three hits way outside. You can tell she's got a lot of rust on her, hasn't been off
inside
the circle.
She does, but I like her attitude today.
Swung on and fouled back.
She struggled at times, but I really liked how she's worked at it.
So it's a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Called strike, painted the inside corner. Looked like that screwball again, and it's 1-2. Next pitch, outside for a ball.
She's working all the plate, that's for sure.
Here we go. Here's the 2-2 offering. Dribbles out in front of Logan Matthews. Scoops it up, flips over to Paris. So that's one batter, one out here in the top of the sixth inning.
Paris wasn't going to drop that one. She two-handed it.
Now it's going to be Michaela Harbin, who's 0-2 with a strikeout. Out in front, picked up by Irvin, but just kind of rolled back behind the plate, foul ball. Tried to bunt it. Four punch outs for Logan Matthews. Here's our 0-1 offering. Tried to slap it, but missed it. Came up empty, so it's 0-2. So Matthews has got Harbin in a hole, 0-2, here in the top of the sixth inning. Matthew's working very fast now. Still way over her head. See a lot of that.
It's like it gets hung in her hand or something and she releases it too late.
I think she's working with too many pitches.
I think so. Sometimes too much is not, you know, it's just like I told you what I heard the other day on that Auburn-Alabama game when their pitching coach said, you know, if you get a pitcher that has two or three pitches and let them perfect those.
Slapped, but picked up by Hannah. There's a little pop-up. Hannah just nonchalantly hauled that in, so that's the second out. Now it's Bailey. Home run, RBI double, two RBIs in this game. Scored on a wild pitch. Curveball at the knees. Maybe she'll stay low, because Bailey has hit two high fastballs. Ready to go. Here's Logan Matthews. Just missed on the outside part of the plate. Evens the count at 1-1.
She shook Mahala off on that last call. I think Mahala wanted to go in.
Threw the curveball. Bailey was just out in front of it. Got a piece of it. Beat it into the ground. So now that makes the count 1-2. And for probably the first time, Logan Matthews is ahead of the count and to Miss Bailey. Changeup grounded over to Hannah. We may get her out. Nice throw over to Sydney Paris, and that's all for the Blue Devils as they get no runs. They go out quietly, 1-2-3, and so the score remains Pisgah 10, Bavard 3.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by B. Allen Construction of Chandler, commercial residential grading and remodeling by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, and by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville. We're local focal.
So, how we've got to this point is the Black Bears have scored 4 in the first, scored 5 in the second, scored 1 in the third, and then have been held scoreless
since
in the fourth and the fifth. Yeah, since they changed the pitcher, so they got all their runs against Kayla Bird.
But that was a big inning for Logan. I'm going to tell you why. She was ahead of every hitter, and she got out easy. That's what she needs. She needs to be more confident in herself and just go out there and just let her defense play for her. You know, Sydney Ferris's error a minute ago. I mean, that kid has done so much. You can't say nothing about one. Just shake it off and go at it. And she did. She's not got aggravated. She's not got frustrated at the mound this time. And that is a positive.
And I'm glad you mentioned that error, because I said that Pisgah has not committed an error. They have one. That was charged to Sydney Parrott. Mm-hmm. So leading off here in the bottom of the sixth inning will be Logan Matthews, followed by Michaela Tipton and Taylor Gallion. 6, 7, and 8 in the order. Matthews, an RBI single, and has also a walk, is 1 for 2 in this game. Mariah Keel is inside the circle. She's the second pitcher in this game for Bavard. Her first pitch, Logan, swung on. Driven to center field, gone! First pitch swinging, driven to center field. That was out of the line. It hangs close on. Come on, Logan Matthews.
Yes,
with her
sixth
home run.
No, her fifth.
That is correct.
Fifth home run.
So home run number 5, a solo shot by Logan Matthews to help her cause, and now the score is 11-3.
That was huge for her.
19 home runs hit by the Thumpers.
Hard to say, we're about to hit 20 for the team.
And we have, this is the only the 12th game of the season.
Yeah.
Matthews got a belt-high fastball and Aquisha Avery just stopped. She just looked at it. She just turned around and locked to go out. That's going to bring up Michaela
Tipton. She was playing in with Logan. Every time Mahaley comes to this, she plays against the fence. This time she had to run back, and it was gone before she...
Pitches outside, makes it 2-0. Avery took a step back and turned. If it was going to hit the wall, it might have knocked down the wall. I mean, Logan Matthews drilled that thing. Now it's 3-0, and that kind of shook up Keo inside the circle.
And she had been doing a great job from the time they put her in until then.
So Michaela Tipton, who's 2 for 3 in this game with a single and 3 RBI double. She walks her. So now the home run has got Keel off her game. So a no-out walk.
Now we're going to have a pinch batter. We're going to have Brittany Troll come to bat.
So Brittany Troll will bat for Taylor Gallion.
Now batting number 8, Brittany Troll.
Well, she has a really good bat. I was impressed with her last year on the JV squad.
And she played well for the injured Kate Montana early in the season when she was out. Played a great third base and also had, and left after 4 games, had a .400 batting average.
Mm-hmm. Emma, I know. That's what telling you what kind of talent you got sitting on the bench in the dugout.
You got to find ABs, and Casey Brown's coming on deck, so she'll pitch hit for Bianca Burnett. After Troll's at bat.
She's another lefty.
Keel's first pitch is high to Troll. A lanky right-handed hitter. So the score is 11-3 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Mariah Keel in on relief of Bird. Pitch is swung on and that's grounded over the third. She throws over to second for one and over to first, not in time, so they force out Tipton at second base on the fielder's choice. So one out and Troll's at first now as Tipton's erased from the bases. And that's going to bring up pitch hitter Casey Brown. She'll bat from the left-hand side on deck. Looks like it'll be Hannah Hudson or no,
Mason,
it's Mason McCracken.
Mason Rocky McCracken.
So they're getting some bench players going to their bench to get them some ABs, and it's 11-3 game so far here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
which that always proves to be valuable for Pisgah down the run, you know, when you got so many kids on the bench who come in and just bat.
Ready to go. Here's Kiel's pitch. Tried to square around, pulled it back. It looked like she was going to try and slap it. Baseball vernacular, that's square around the bump, pull it back, and slap it. Softball, she wasn't moving out of there, so it was a ball. So here's the one offering in the dirt. This troll had thoughts of going to second, but Jaxie Owen made a great play on that, and that ball in the dirt. So now it's 2-0 with one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Pisgah leading 11-3. Squares an arm, lays a bunt down the third baseman. Picks up, and that goes through her glove, so that's going to be an error as Troll moves on to third base. So an error on the first baseman. Great play by Courtney McCall, who came in and threw a strike there, but just somehow went through the webbing of their first baseman, Katie Finnan. So now runners are on the corner. And that's going to bring up Nathan McCracken here in the bottom of the sixth. McCracken, another aggressive hitter, came on and pitched it against Tuscola. She takes a pitch outside as Casey Brown moves on down to second base with a stolen base. They will not record that as a stolen base. That is catcher indifference. They let her take it. So Keel working with a 1-0 pitch here, swung on and driven to left field. That may drop as Jada Hemfield gave chase, and it falls just in front of her feet, in front of the fence, as she really motored after that one. So now that makes the count 1-1 with one out. And runners, and Kate, the runner at second, which is Casey Brown, represents the 10-run mercy rule.
Mm-hmm.
Swung on, and that is driven to center field, and that hits off the bat, and that's going to be the ball game. In comes Trolling, in comes Casey Brown, and that's it. So that is a final here from Pisgah Softball Complex as the Black Bears enforce the 10-run mercy rule as they beat the Brevard Blue Devils 13-3, thanks to Mason McCracken's 2-RBI single to end the ball game. Folks, we'll be back after these. Our post-game show, this is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah Softball.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union, local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernick.
Welcome back to the Pisgah Softball Complex as the Black Bears move to 10-2 overall and 6-2 in the conference as they just enforced the 10-run mercy rule and beat the Brevard Blue Devils 13-3. The Lions scored for the Blue Devils was 3 runs on 3 hits and 1 error, and for Pisgah was 13 runs on 16 hits and also 1 error. Winning pitcher was Logan Matthews. The losing pitcher was Caleb Bird, as we await
the manager of Pisgah to come over for a post-game interview. And Rhonda, this was a good tune-up for the big game Thursday here, which will be broadcast by WPTL 9:20 a.m. with the Franklin Panthers coming to camp.
It was a good outing for Logan Matthews, too. She struggled today, but then she bounced back. She got better. She had more. Looked like she had a little bit more confidence in her teammates, and it's something that she's going to have to get over the bats. When we played Franklin last time, our bats weren't as good as they are now, which is going to help us coming in with more confidence. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see which pitcher we throw at Franklin Thursday. You pick any three. I mean, Tipton and Mike has just been doing an excellent job. It's just amazing right now. We're trying to get Coach Goodwin over here to get an interview with her. So,
well, she kind of got stranded. I'll tell you what, Rhonda, this was an easy win. Why don't we just, oh, here she comes right now. She's getting some hugs and some kisses.
Yeah.
Making her way to the booth here.
Yeah.
But a great day from the plate for Micah James.
Oh, great.
You know, I'd be interested.
Four for four, Micah James? I mean, my Lord, she her batting average has gone really up now.
Well, we have manager Serena Goodwin with Rhonda Bird for the post-game interview.
Coach Goodwin, your team really has performed well the last three games. Batting, defensively. And I know that's something that you've been preaching out of being more focused when we go out, and we've been getting leads early on teams.
Yeah, we definitely have been more focused on that. I think today we got a little bit lazy, though. Later innings, we should have stayed a little bit more goal-oriented. You know, you get lazy because you get ahead, and that doesn't help you later on. And so we do have still more work to do, but we're going to continue to work and get better.
Let's talk about your thumpers that we keep talking about. Your 3-7 in your lineup is really producing well right now.
Yeah, it's definite. We got Mahala better, and that helps a lot. And I think just consistency, we've been trying to take as many cuts as possible off a live arm, and that's helping them get some confidence and make a few changes in how they stand or how they hold their hands. And it can only be an inch that makes a big difference in how they come through.
Logan Matthews in the circle today. Let's talk about her performance.
Yeah, she's definitely getting back to it. I think she was struggling a little bit, but she's been working hard to get through some things, and she's made the difference, I think, to make some changes. She feels more confident, and that was obvious today.
It was. Let's talk about Franklin coming up, the big matchup, the big rematch, I should say. Your girls excited about that or nervous or what?
Oh, they're definitely excited. You know, every time they set their sights on the win, and, you know, they just get so uptight. I think that really hurts us in the batter's box, and so we just have to come out here ready to play our game and not be intimidated.
Coach, great win for today. Congratulations, people.
Well, that was Rhonda Bird with the manager of the Pisgah Black Bears, Serena Goodwin, and she highlighted she was cautiously optimistic about her team, and that's the way she should be with the Franklin Panthers coming in Thursday.
Yeah. You know, any good coach is not going to build their team up too high with a good team like Franklin coming in. You're going to find something that they've done wrong.
Well, folks, that's all for this broadcast, as we will be back on the air at 3:45 with our pregame show on Thursday with the big rematch, as Rhonda said, Franklin Panthers coming into Canton to play the Pisgah Black Bears. It's guaranteed to be a doozy and an exciting ballgame. Until then, we'll see you again on Thursday. This is Chuck Fieberness with my broadcast partner, Rhonda Bird. Goodbye, everybody.